Dr. Daniel Levy of Child and Teen Wellness in Owings Mills, Maryland.
I'm a national officer in the American Academy of Pediatrics. So I am specifically the district vice chair for the Mid-Atlantic region. But I think that all of us in pediatrics now are very concerned about what's happening both at the federal and state level. And I think that one of the things that we're trying to do is to promote the truth about children's health, that is vaccines, about children's health benefits, about everything relating to preserving the health and welfare of children.
So when it comes to Obamacare turning into Trump Care, what happens to the kids that your academy oversees or advocates for, particularly when it comes to issues of vaccinations?
Well, there are many different things that we're concerned about, but I think that the first thing that we're concerned is the public understand the truth about vaccines. Vaccines are probably the most important public health advance. Certainly in my practice lifetime, I've been in practice for 40 years, but more importantly, vaccines protect children. That is what people need to understand. These are carefully monitored. They're carefully tested. They are tested and retested before they're even put on the market. The safety of vaccines is carefully monitored by the government. There are very, very few adverse reactions. And most importantly, since there's been this wealth of vaccines that we've had, even in my practice lifetime, I've seen children who died of certain infectious disease or became critically ill. We just don't see these illnesses anymore because we have vaccines for them.
When I asked Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, what were some of the key pieces out of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act that they liked, he said the fact that you can't discriminate against anyone with pre-existing conditions. You've got children who have pre-existing conditions. And also the fact that children will be carried under their parents' insurance until age 26. But, the issue is but, it's going to be states that make the decision. It's not going to be just a blanket issue now. It's going to be each state making the determination under Trump Care. What are your thoughts about those two issues?
The problem is that we're looking at two competing options, both of which are not good for kids. I want to be sure that I specifically answer your question. Certainly, the fact that children are carried into young adulthood on their parents' insurance is very important. That we retain the provision regarding pre-existing conditions. What we're concerned about is that if these decisions are turned over to the states, there's been tremendous variability in how states are addressing the health care of children. And what we're concerned about is that the tens of thousands of children who have been insured under the Affordable Care Act will be eliminated largely because of the revisions to Medicaid, whether it's based on block grants to states or whether there is some sort of lifetime cap. Either way, it doesn't work for kids. What we need to do is to be sure that the public understands the truth about children's health. I would refer to healthychildren.org as the website of the American Academy of Pediatrics as probably the premier evidence-based scientific response to all the alternative facts that unfortunately have been circulated about children's health. I thank the public for doing that, and we welcome your questions and your criticisms, and most importantly, your concern for your children.
The interesting thing is we're sitting in your practice in your Owings Mills office. How long have you been practicing?
Again, almost 40 years.
And you are one of the doctors who went on Capitol Hill to talk about children's health when it pertains to prescription drugs. So you've been advocating for kids in many ways for a long time.
I have. Prescription drugs, we've looked at issues regarding advertising food products to children. I mean, that's some of the things I've been involved with. But I think because there is a wide breadth of expertise regarding children's health in our organization, it's evidence-based, it's based on peer-reviewed literature, good science. It's not anything that we made up or we just pulled out of thin air. We're basing our advice to the public, whether I do it in the comfort and privacy of my office or whether I do it before millions of people, people need to know that where we're coming from is the truth. The truth comes from doing good scientific peer-reviewed research, which then we can present to the public and say, look, this is the best source of information that we have upon which you can make decisions about the health of your children.
And lastly, the Republicans are trying to find a way to figure this whole thing out, because it doesn't look like it's going to pass tonight. They're not going to have a vote tonight because they don't have the votes. But if they indeed come back with a plan B or have the votes, what would you find acceptable for Trump Care in this profession and an advocate for children?
I don't want to speak for my organization on that topic, other than to say that we not only need to preserve all the gains we've made in child health and in increasing the roles of children who are insured. So I don't want to go backwards. We want to see all children receive appropriate medical care, appropriate insurance, and appropriate access to all the care they need, regardless of what their condition is, what their financial status is, where they live, ethnicity, or country of origin.
Thank you, Dr. Levy.